The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading is from Marcus Aurelius Meditations, Book 4, Paragraph 36. Contemplate continually all things coming to pass by change, and accustom yourself to think that the nature of the universe loves nothing so much as to change what is and to create new things in their likeness. For everything that exists is, in a way, the seed of what will come out of it, whereas you imagine seeds to be only those which are cast into the earth or into the womb, but that is very unscientific, or according to another translation, that is a very vulgar notion. Okay, so I made the statement yesterday that yesterday's reading was the end of a theme that he had been talking about. Debatably, you can say that this reading is kind of explaining the premise of the statement yesterday, that everything is ephemeral. And he's saying here that this is the nature of the universe, that material things all come into being and then pass away, and that is their nature. I have actually been talking about this quite a lot in my EOF class at Lomdeha, and we've been reading and discussing the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim in the chapters leading up to his explanation of EOF. I'm going to read this excerpt here because I think it pairs very well with what Marcus Aurelius is saying. This is the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim 3:8. All bodies subject to generation and corruption are subject to corruption only because of their matter. With regard to their form, and with respect to the latter's essence, they are not subject to corruption, but are permanent. Do you not see that all the specific forms are perpetual and permanent? Corruption occurs to the form only by accident. I mean because of its being joined to matter. The nature and true reality of matter is such that it never ceases to be joined to privation. Hence, no form remains constantly in it, for it perpetually casts off one form and takes on another. How extraordinary is what Shlomo said, King Solomon, in his wisdom, when likening matter to a promiscuous wife. For matter is in no way found without form, and is consequently like a promiscuous wife, who is never separated from a man, and is never free from marriage. However, since she is a promiscuous wife, she never ceases to seek for another man to substitute for her husband, and she deceives and draws him on in every way until he obtains from her what her husband used to obtain. This is the state of matter, for whatever form is found in it does but prepare it to receive another form that is actually is in it, and to obtaining another form. And the selfsame state obtains after that other form has been obtained in actuality. For it then has then become clear that all passing away and corruption and deficiency are due solely to matter. Now, obviously, Rambam was working with Aristotelian notions of form and matter, but I think that the concept is still useful, okay, even though we know that we have a different way of looking at the universe right now. So, in other words, all of the physical existences in the world are subject to generation and corruption, to use Aristotelian terms. They come to be and they pass away. And the reason why they pass away has to do with their matter, not their form. In other words, in modern terms, the laws of nature are permanent. They don't change and they're not subject to corruption, but it's only material things that are subject to corruption. So take, again, we talk about this a lot in my EOF class. So if you're interested, then you can check out those episodes or those shiurim. But to use two examples here, if you have an apple, let's say, so the apple will rot, but it's not the laws of nature that are changing. It's the particular material apple whose matter is being subject to those laws and is deteriorating and decomposing and being broken down to its basic elements and will eventually become something else. I mean, if you throw an apple on the ground and it rots, then it's all of its, you know, it will decompose and its nutrients will go into the soil, and then that will eventually become some other growth. Okay. Another example would be, for some people this example is easier, the blueprint of a building. So the design of the building is represented by the blueprint, and that design is permanent because it's a concept. So that's what Aristotle would regard as the form of the building. But the particular material building is what deteriorates, and it deteriorates because of its matter. So when you have a building, let's say, that's like aging, you know, so the form of the building is, so to speak, permanent. You know, the design does not change. It's that the matter due to its nature, deteriorates and therefore is not in line with that design. You know, as the wood decomposes and breaks down, or as the stone parts of the building chip off, it's that matter that is departing from its form, from the design. And this is what the Rambam means with his analogy of matter is like a promiscuous wife. So matter is always in some form. There's no such thing as formless matter. But it's always, so to speak, yearning to take on another form and to cast off the one that it currently has. Just like a promiscuous wife is always married to her husband, but she's seeking another man. And so that's the state of matter. So what Marcus Aurelius is pointing out here is the fact that I think the reason why he's pointing it out is that if you feel, you know, when you suffer a loss or a physical harm that affects the material part of you, your body or your possessions, it's easy to feel like that's an injustice, and it's easy to feel victimized by that. But what he's pointing out is that this is just the nature of the universe. This is how the universe, the physical universe, operates. Is all material things are subject to you know, corruption and to decay. And if you and that's how you that's how they give rise to new things. That's the cycles of, or to quote Mufasa, that's the circle of life. You know, is the antelopes are eaten by the lions, and then the lions die and decompose, and you know, and their bodies nourish the soil, which gives rise to the grass, which is eaten by the antelopes, which is which are then eaten by the lions. And, you know, it's this cycle of forms. Everything that exists gives rise to something else. So you yourself came into being because of the nature of matter, you know, because we're in these cycles of coming to be and passing away. So if you feel like being subject to deterioration is somehow wrong or unnatural or an injustice, so then you should feel like your very existence is also an injustice and is wrong, because you couldn't have come into existence without the fact that this is, if not for the fact that this is the nature of matter. And the Rambam, again, he talks about this a lot in these chapters in the Mor Nevuchim, but at the end of chapter of book 3, chapter 10, he says, for this reason, the book that has illuminated the darkness of the world and has clearly stated the following proclamation: and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Even the presence, the existence of this inferior matter, whose manner of being it is to be inherently connected with privation, entailing death and all evils, all this is also good in view of the perpetuity of generation and the permanence of being through succession. For this reason, Rabbi Meir interpreted the words, and behold, it was very good, as, and behold, death was good, according to the notion to which we have drawn attention. So Rabbi Meir's idea is the fact, when he says that what is the very good referring to, it's referring to death. He's saying that even though death is bad vis-a-vis the individual, the cause of death, namely the fact that matter is inherently subject to deterioration and corruption, that's good for the universe as a whole, because without the phenomenon of you know, of entropy, of the fact that all material things eventually decompose and you know, and lose their order, you would not have a universe where things come into being and pass away. And that is the world that God created. Why he created that, that's a separate question. But the nature of the world is such that everything comes to be and passes away, and therefore the matter, the nature of matter, which is subject to those processes, is part of the design of the universe and is therefore part of that good, you know, that very good. Okay, that is it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. And I announced yesterday the launch of my fifth and, for now, final podcast, which is the Tefillah podcast, where I will upload my shiurim on Tefillah and Tehillim and Brachos and developing our relationship with Hashem. That's at Tefillah, tefillah.buzzsprout.com. Link is in the description. As I mentioned in the past, whenever I start a new podcast and upload all of the shiurim from earlier in the year, that usually results in an added charge from Buzzsprout. So if you have been on the fence as to whether to become a patron and contribute, this would be a great time to do it, because I just launched a new podcast. And again, I appreciate everyone's support. You know, these podcasts do take work, and they also take money. and I appreciate the fact that you're able to, that you've been willing to support me in my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.